of operation, R88.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show. Redondo Beach, more to see. On July 20th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. Welcome to the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a commercial in a moment. I just have to get the board up and running, which I will do. Welcome to the South Bay Show. Good morning.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
Of course, you can hear all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. I'm your host, Joe Terry. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing a little better than you. still got to get back in the groove, huh?
Last week. Yeah, the alarm on my phone is not working. It hasn't worked for some time. I don't know what the problem
is.
Okay, well,
time to get a regular alarm clock at your bedside.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, I use a regular alarm clock.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because there are no phones allowed in the bedroom at night.
In our house.
Because even if you put it on mute, the thing keeps beeping and buzzing all night, you know, with things coming in to email and messages and texts and all this other stuff. So, yeah, no phones in the bedroom at night. Just get a regular alarm clock.
I see.
So I got through last week without you.
Yes, you did.
What a
great series of shows, too, you did.
Yes, it was. We had some great guests. We had some great topics. We talked about senior services, you know, one of our favorite subjects. We talk about that a lot.
Yes.
And we had Demi Stevens on as a guest last week to talk about current restaurant trends, which was really interesting. Learned a lot on that. Did you know that these days restaurants no longer announce that they have a new chef until they're there 3 or 4 months already? You know why?
No. Why?
Because everybody's an expert now. You know? with Yelp, you know, everybody's an expert. And what happens is, she was explaining to us, she said, you know, if you tell people ahead of time, you know, that, oh, we have a new chef, suddenly that burger doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
You know, or this dish isn't the same. What did they change? Whereas if you don't tell them,
Right.
They don't notice anything different.
Right.
And you can say, oh, no, he's been here 3 or 4 months, and nothing has changed, and everybody's happy. But the minute you say new, because we know people don't like change, right?
Right.
You know, so that was a really, really interesting show. And then, of course, we talked about the El Segundo Art Walk on Friday and, you know, got the lowdown on that. And,
right.
you know, I can't wait. I'm going Thursday night.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, so it was – I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
I got through it, although I have to say, you know – you do it much better than I do, you know.
What?
No. I think I'm a little too, you're smooth. you're calm and you're cool and you're smooth.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little too hyper and edgy to, do the hosting gig. So I'm glad you're back.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I'm back. I'm sorry about the late start today, but we still have a guest to add, don't we?
Yes, we do. How do you want to do it? That was the only number I was given. They were working late last night on getting me another number for the second guest, but it doesn't sound like they were answering when we tried them.
Well, let's try it again. I love Guerrilla Radio.
Oh, okay, great. All right, let's try it again.
Which what it was?
7580.
7580.
So we'll try that and see if he answers, and then I'll do the guest intro.
Yes.
Hi, this is Larry with Express. How can I help you?
Hey, Larry, how are you? This is the South Bay Show. Welcome.
Okay. Thought you guys had forgotten about us.
No, not
no,
at all.
No.
Not at all.
No, we're doing Guerrilla Radio this morning. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead into the guest intro. Ready?
Right.
Ready, okay. Our guest this morning are Faisal Hashmi, who's been a guest on the show before, and Larry Halverson, two current ambassadors for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce.
I'm sorry, now, I'm sorry, Jackie. I'm going to be stepping away for a moment.
Okay. All right. Faisal Hashmi is the branch manager at Farmers and Merchants Bank in Redondo Beach. This branch opened in April 2015, and since then, Faisal and his team have been active members of the Redondo Beach community. He has 24 years of domestic and international banking experience and has worked and lived in the South Bay since 2003. Faisal considers it a privilege to be an ambassador for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce. Larry Halverson is a veteran of the U.S. Navy and a resident of the South Bay since 1998. He's been in the staffing industry for 18 years and is the franchise owner of the Torrance Express Employment Professionals Office. Express has received Inovero's Best of Staffing Client Satisfaction Award for 6 consecutive years and was recently named a Diamond Award winner. Express helps job seekers find work and helps businesses find great and productive employees. Larry works closely with local businesses to understand their workforce needs and strives to provide the most qualified candidates in commercial, administrative, and professional positions for both short and long-term assignments. As a full-service staffing provider, their solutions include evaluation hire, direct hire, temporary and contract staffing, professional serve, and HR services. Larry's goal is to be a trusted HR resource for small and medium-sized businesses in our community. In 2015, Express put a record 500,002 job seekers to work worldwide, and here in the South Bay, they helped 153 people find jobs and 55 businesses find employees in their first year of operation. Because they're members of the community, they have a trusted vested interest in the South Bay and want to help the people and businesses thrive and grow together. Now, this morning, our guests are going to talk about relationship building, how to get the most out of networking, and how best to utilize social media. Faisal, Larry, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. Great. And thank you for joining us. Larry, we would never, ever forget about you. Never.
No problem.
We are excited about this topic because, well, first of all, it's one of the key tools that a business owner that joins the chamber has to really make the value worth it. I mean, I a lot of business owners, as you both know, join the chamber and then they never go to a meeting, they never go to a mixer, and they say, well, I don't know what I'm getting out of this. Well, there's a reason you're not getting what you should out of it. Larry, let's start with you. Tell us, what do you think is the standard sort of commitment of time and energy that someone should expect to invest in the chamber to get what they should get out of the chamber?
Well, I'm a good example of somebody who just got involved in local business back at the beginning of 2015, which is only about 20 months ago, 19 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my very first thing I did was go to the Christmas mixer for the Redondo Beach Chamber in December before I'd even opened my doors. And what I tell you is that, you know, you go in there, you're going to know one or two people, and you're going to talk to three or four others, and you're going to, and it does feel awkward at first, and it's networking. So, but the time commitment was very minimal in that I'd go to a mixer, maybe one of the luncheons, an event here and there. And now in just 19 months, I think a large number of people in the Redondo Beach Chamber know who I am. And, but it was with a very minimal time commitment, but it was the fact that you do show up and you do talk to one, two, maybe three new people every time you go.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your expectation, it really can grow from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Faisal, tell us a little bit about your perspective on that. How do people make use of the chamber best to become, you know, a regular contributor and a regular benefactor or beneficiary?
Well, I kind of sort of would echo what Larry said, and it's first of all, show up at the events, be visible.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think people, what they try to do is they do a shotgun approach. They bring a stack of cards and then just pass on those cards to everyone they can see. What I do usually is, and me and my team, what we do is we just meet one or two people and try to make a connection and build a relationship from there. And through the chamber, I think I've probably gotten some of my best clients actually I met through the chamber. So let's put it that way. The more time you spend at the chamber, the more time you spend with the chamber community, and it's a very, very supportive community. I think the more beneficial it is for you, because it's all about visibility. It's all about your commitment. And of course, you're contributing to the community while you're at the chamber and at the events,
mm-hmm.
Supporting local businesses. So what you put in, the effort that you put in is directly proportionate to what you get out of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, can I tell you my first chamber experience?
Yeah, please.
Actually, it wasn't Redondo. I think my first chamber event that I went to was with Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a girlfriend to go with me. I had never been to one before. I didn't know what to expect. I was nervous about going by myself. So I asked a girlfriend to go with me. And she went with me, and we went, and we got a drink, and we got some appetizers, and we sat down at a table, and we talked, and we caught up. And the next thing I know, the event is ending, and I did not talk to anybody else. I brought a stack of cards with me, and I didn't give any out.
Mm.
And at the end of the evening, I was literally running around going, "Hi, I'm Jackie. Who are you? Here's a card. Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah." And after that, I realized, I can't bring a friend to these things because I'm not there to hang out with my friends. I'm there to make new contacts.
Mm.
You know, so now I'm kind of a master of it.
And in terms of mastering it, Jackie, the issue is not handing out cards, right? It's getting other people's information. And so to Faisal's point, it's being there to develop relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Faisal, when you talk about developing a relationship, I think we want to give people some tips on the best ways to do that. What would you say the first few minutes of the conversation should be like?
Well, I would say, Joe, your contact and your interaction with people needs to be authentic. That's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested in somebody, or if you're interested in learning about somebody's business, be real about it, and also show a real or genuine interest in that. Because I think people can see through that. And when in the first few seconds or first half a minute or minute of your conversation, if somebody feels that you are somebody that they would be, you know, would rather spend time with talking, that's where you make the connection. You either make it at that moment or you don't. So I think it's just being about real, about being genuinely interested. I am genuinely interested in working in the community. To me, that's how it works.
Larry, when some businesses fare better than others at chamber events, what would you say is the profile of the businesses that do well and the profile of the businesses that don't do that well at chamber events? And are there other avenues for businesses that don't do well at events, but they might do better in some other way with the chamber?
Well, the chamber has a myriad of services that it provides. Events are, you know, and we're here to talk about networking, and that's primarily going to shine at events, but the chamber has, it's there to help you. Anytime you encounter a business issue, you call them, and they are there to help you find the right service, whether it's within the city or maybe another member that can help you with your issues. So there's a lot of things you can get out of the chamber besides networking. Networking is just an aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses that do well at networking at the chamber are there for the long haul. And that, what I mean by that is networking is a five-year plan. It's not going to make your monthly quota in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But it is about, it's one avenue to get your name recognized in a tight-knit community. There's a lot of businesses in the chamber. Chamber members like to do business with other chamber members. So just showing interest in everybody's business is where you'll, and it's the easiest way. If you feel uncomfortable going into an event, the easiest thing you can do is ask somebody about their business, because everybody loves to talk about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you may learn something new about the South Bay, about a service. Even though I encounter businesses all the time that don't need my services as a business, I might need them as a personal in my personal life, right? Or my wife might need their services, or our children might need their services. So just think of the best way to be successful at networking events is think of it as the long haul and show interest in other people's businesses, and it'll be very comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. This is something that everyone has to have. If someone has a successful business, they must have had some of these skills, because they gathered together themselves to talk to their customers and develop relationships with their customers if they have somewhat of a successful business. But of course, we're also talking about new people who perhaps their business is brand new and it's not been successful before, and they don't really know what to do.
Joe, what Larry was just saying, it's so true. It's with very little time investment, but for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best examples I can think of, somebody that is at these chamber events on a regular basis and makes a point to go around and, even if it's just, oh, hey, how are you? Somebody they met the month before. Maybe they don't have a big conversation with them this month, but you're seeing them, right? You're remembering them, or you're getting a card.
Mm.
And those are the businesses that when you need that service or product, you automatically go to them. And the best example I can give is Pat and Stephanie Dacey of 3V Signs.
Mm-hmm.
One or both of them are at every chamber event I've ever been to. And let me tell you something. When I first met them, I thought, signs, I don't need that. Printing, mm-hmm. I don't need that. I did come to need it. And when I needed that, I thought, who do I call? And I went, oh, those people I met at the chamber.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You may not need them then. You may not be interested in what they do right the moment you meet them. But somewhere down the road, you're going to need that connection.
Right.
And it helps.
Right. It It is.
A lot of times you get a chamber discount too.
When you have a business and you're new, Faisal, are there training programs for networking? How does that work? What does the chamber do to take someone who doesn't have a successful business, they just started yesterday, to get them up to speed in networking and relationship building?
I don't think there's a training program for networking at the chamber, but what I've noticed is that this chamber is a very welcoming community, and there are businesses which are brand new that show up, for a luncheon and stuff like that, and everyone makes them feel welcome. They're warmly greeted, and as ambassadors, we do the same thing. That's one of the things that we do, is to make sure that they are, received well. There are follow-up calls made by ambassadors. There's a whole sort of schedule. You know, we make those calls to new members, to new businesses. So it's not about a specific program or training program for networking. It's just a matter of showing up. And to Larry's point, I mean, things don't happen overnight. It's over time that you build those connections. When I go to the chamber now, as opposed to when I went there for the first time it was like a whole crowd of strangers. But now when I go, it's like friends and family. So that's what networking is all about. And once you know those people and get to know them, get to know their businesses, then, you automatically revert to them when there is a need. So
right.
It's just your involvement.
As I've only had one retail business in my business career, but of course my mentor told me that advertising isn't a luxury; it's just kind of a necessity when you have a business like that, retail in particular. You have to embrace it, and you have to find what works for you. But you really don't have an option of not doing it. And that applies to just about any business, right, Faisal? I mean, whether it's joining the chamber or, printing flyers and handing them out in your neighborhood, advertising of some kind has to be a part of the mix at all times, right?
That is absolutely right. I mean, when you're going to a chamber event or when you're networking, you really are advertising. You're selling your product, service, whatever you represent. So, and I know exactly the impact of advertising on your business. I'm in a bank, and every time we advertise, I can see the surge in business, versus when you don't advertise. So totally agree on that.
Right. And Larry, we're going to talk about social media, but I want to ease into it and say, Larry, where's the line between networking and social media? I mean, how much would you say new businesses should focus on networking versus social media, or should it always be a combination?
Well, anytime that advertising or marketing or networking is just a part of a larger scheme of your getting the community to know who you are. So you could do them separate, but it's always best to try to, if you think about how bigger companies do it with campaigns, they launch them in many environments. It's the same concept in a small environment. I mean, we have a business Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. We're on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Instagram a ton, but if you're selling a product that you can take pictures of, I highly recommend it as you incorporate it. So all those aspects of social networking help in the marketing part of your business. As far as the networking part, then that's a little more involved. I mean, there are people who are great at it. They're out there tweeting and using Facebook to promote on a daily basis and responding to people who join their channels and follow them, And so there's where you can incorporate it more in the networking aspect. I wouldn't say that we do that a lot in our business right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to try and drive people to us because we have two aspects. We love clients, but we're also trying to find people jobs. So we use social media a lot to communicate with the people out there that are looking for new opportunities.
Often, Larry, I find that employment agencies, employment professionals, have a kind of a staffing professionals have a kind of a finger on the pulse of the economy. So briefly, I just wanted to ask, you know, in the last 6 months, have you found the economy to be going up or going down?
Oh, definitely going up. I mean,
yeah.
The unemployment is at record lows. Of course, here in the South Bay, it's extremely low. As you get closer to parts of L.A. City, their unemployment's a little higher. But a lot of those people are coming here for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I see them every day. We have somewhere between 10. We have about 20 people coming into our office, but it's definitely turning to what I call an employee market. And that's going to be a new and fun experience for employers as they find quality people harder and harder to find. But mm-hmm. I can say that just about every business we talk to is hiring, and that's a great sign.
You know, since we're on this subject, I got to ask Larry. I've read all sorts of articles, and I see it on the news and on talk shows and stuff about millennials, I guess in particular, that millennials and everyone after them, from what I'm understanding, from what I'm seeing and reading about how they're going out looking, they're looking at the workforce differently than prior generations did. Like they seem to have more demands. They seem to expect more. Is that true? Are you seeing that? Are they coming in and you say, okay, we have this position we think you'd be great for, and are they saying, well, is there a basketball court in the lobby? Do I get a 4-day work week? You know, that sort of thing. Are you seeing anything like that?
Of course I have 25 and a 26-year-old daughters, and so we see it a little. It obviously depends on the socioeconomic class that you're in and where you're at, and the support you have at home to have the luxury to be choosy about your opportunities. But you also have to remember, as higher tech companies move into the LA, specifically the beach communities, both in Santa Monica, Playa, and hopefully a growing presence down here in the South Bay, it is going to change the type of companies that are here and the expectations that those millennials you're talking about that they love to hire are going to have. And so other employers may have to kick it up a notch to attract them. And that's what it is. Like my daughter went in and interviewed. She's in New York City for an opportunity. There was something like 70 people applying for one low-paying job. But that low-paying job had great benefits and an excellent working environment with the exact things you were just describing, Jackie. Those things attract that type of employee. And there was 50 people applying for that job. Even though, you know, I could get the same job with the same pay without those benefits and maybe three people would apply.
Right.
So if that answered, hopefully I answered your question.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So what I'm reading is it sounds like it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But as you said, sir, it depends on the socioeconomic situation that you're in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Oh boy. Did she get the job?
She got the job. A different job with the same company about 4 months later. But because she went and did the interview, they said, we don't think you're good for this one, but here's another one. And in 4 months, we'll hire you. And they did.
Wow. If you can make it there, she can make it anywhere, right?
New York City is an interesting place. I just visited for the first time on the 4th of July. So.
Oh, that's my hometown.
Where were you, Larry?
A lot of people live it on. I was right in Lower Manhattan, 22nd and 8th Avenue,
okay.
Chelsea, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe how many people are living on it. We have, I think it's 11,000 to 12,000 people per square mile here in the South Bay. I can't imagine what their density is. It must be insane.
Oh, there's 8 million people on an island that's, 8 miles long and a mile wide? So that's the what's that? A million people a square mile?
that's a lot of people. That's
yeah, that's why they have to build up.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Oh, time for a station break and commercial.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about business, networking, and relationship building. This is for people who are thinking about starting a business, or maybe you already have a business and you want to know how to attract more customers and have a stronger business. We're going to talk about all those things. Chamber related, of course. We have some very strong chambers here in the South Bay. And of course, today is sponsored by the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. So we're talking about all things Redondo Beach Chamber. And of course, we'd love to have your comments or questions. If you have a comment or question, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. And at this time, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
So we're back, and Faisal, I imagine that you must go through some sort of what I would call like role playing to give people an idea at chamber events when you're actually telling people these are the things that you can do at the chamber, like networking and business relationships. I assume that you guys do some kind of role play to demonstrate how it might go. Is that how it goes when you're trying to teach people how to do this, Faisal?
You mean role playing at the chamber?
Yeah, like you would on stage or some kind of a presentation. No, you guys don't do that?
Actually, Faisal may not have been at the event.
Oh, yeah.
But we did do a speed dating, as you would call it, but it was speed networking. I don't know, Faisal, were you at that event?
I wasn't, and thank you for
I'll briefly talk about it.
Yeah.
It's an annual thing hosted by Mark Applegate, who is with Farmers Insurance and a longtime chamber member, and he's also the chairman of the ambassador committee. And we did it at the Salvation Army right there in Redondo Beach. We used their facility, and if you've ever done speed dating, it's very similar. What it does, we had a huge turnout, well over 50 people, and you just you stand in two lines, you talk to the other person for about a minute, and then they talk to you about their business for a minute. Excuse me, I apologize. And then you just rotate down to the next person until you've pretty much talked to everybody in the room.
Right.
It was an excellent training for anybody who'd never done it before. I think everybody loved it.
We'd done it a couple of years before. I think we're going to definitely make it an annual event because it was so well received.
Now let me get a picture in my mind. These are two lines of people talking to each other, but then there's a bell, and then they shift. What, everyone shifts to the right, and the people off the ends go to the other line?
One line doesn't move, and the other line, well, actually, it just shifts in a circle, and eventually you talk to everybody.
I see.
But, you know, and it, very similar to speed dating, if you've never done speed dating, but that's where the concept comes from. And it was good. It was good for, well, first of all, it's very fun. Everybody's just in a happy mood, so there's no pressure. And you got to meet a lot of different businesses. You hear what's called the elevator pitch,
right?
But it also helped people hone their elevator pitch, if you would. And a lot of people who haven't had to do that or haven't had formal training. Let's say you're just starting a business, whether it's dog walking or pet shampoos, or you opened up a pharmacy or whatever, and you haven't really, you know that business, but you don't know networking. This
right.
is a great opportunity right. for you to get not only to hone your pitch, but hear how other people do it. And that, I think it was a great learning experience for everyone.
I think it's an excellent, and it should be semi-annual or on a quarterly basis.
I love that. I love that. I remember when they did that, and I could not make it to it. But that, to me, takes away all the any nervousness you might have
right.
about networking. Everybody's in the same place. It's not like because at any event, you do have cliques of people that know each other, and they're standing over there. And you walk in, you don't know anybody. But of course, that's what the ambassadors are there for. You know, I've never been to a chamber event where I walked in. As soon as I sign in, one of the ambassadors will come up and say, "Hi, I'm so and so. Who are you? Welcome to blah blah blah." That's what the ambassador. That's why they're called ambassadors. But the speed networking, that sounds like so much fun.
Right.
Everybody's on the same level. Everybody's in the same boat, you know?
I think it's a hit. I think, you guys should try it more often. Faisal, when you think about the tools of networking, so we're going to get into the details about how to get people doing networking. Are there any tools or techniques that you prefer to get people started with?
Well, I think the first thing is to be prepared. So when you go into a networking event, make sure you have your business cards ready. If you have a name tag or a name badge, make sure you're wearing that.
Mm.
And introduce yourself and ask about the other person's business. And always try to make sure that you follow up after a meeting. So networking is good. If you follow up, and then you can make something out of it. If you just have a conversation with somebody for a minute and nothing really comes or, you know, nothing happens after that, then it's a waste of time. So follow up is extremely important.
I just want to emphasize that I have my favorite business card holder has like three pockets. And so the big pocket is for my business cards, but the other two pockets are for other people's business cards that I collect. And then I remember, when I do remember, I'll look at my business card holder and I'll say, "Oh, well, I've got these extra cards in here. I've got to follow up with these people and remember what our conversation was about." So, that's fundamental. Now, we do have a caller. This caller is not a mystery person. This is someone we know very well. Should we bring him in now, Jackie, or?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's bring him in now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Christian. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on again this morning.
Thank you very much. You're always on time, and we always love to have you. Mr. Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. And Bobby, can you tell us your perspective on how best to introduce someone new, probably a new business? They just joined the chamber. How do you get them networking effectively, Bobby?
Well, I always try and figure out what their three secondary Sorry, I had an alarm to call you guys. I wanted to make sure that wasn't going off in your ear. I always check out what their three secondary business pieces of the business might be. So say they say that they're a say that they make sandwiches. So they probably also do catering. They might also be in event space, and they might also be able to tie into other events in the city as far as a sponsor or being involved in something like the Riviera Village Summer Festival. And so I always try and introduce them to people that can help out their secondary markets first. It gives them something to talk about, something that they can engage with on a deeper level from the get-go.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm really smart. I'm so smart.
Well, we knew that, but we didn't know you knew networking. But marketing for a chamber, you should know a little bit about networking. Larry, when you think, Larry, about the tools of, you know, being a conversationalist, as Bobby was talking about, you know, having kind of a strategy, is that something you can teach? Because I have never been to a networking event where I wasn't, you know, making friends and finding out interesting things about people because I knew that it was about them and not me. How do you teach that?
Well, actually, you we don't – that speed dating – the speed networking that I talked about is very similar to programs that if you go to sales training, if you go to – like I had a franchise training from Express before when I purchased the franchise, but I had already had sales training through programs developed actually by the Navy through a gentleman named Zig Ziglar, if anyone's
right.
ever heard of him.
Are you kidding?
And so you can teach it, but really the number one thing, if you've ever done any of those things, the number one teaching method is doing. And so they talk about it, but the real way people learn it is they just do it. They just put you in those environments and they say, hey, spend 30 seconds, tell this person about your business. And you do it over and over. It really doesn't take very long. After, you know, your second or third event or, you know, the 10th time you've tried to say it, you get really comfortable and it's your business. You just have to get comfortable talking about it.
Right.
And then comfortable with the questions to draw it out of other people, especially if you detect that they're new at it. Right. So
right.
Draw out, let them talk. Like I said earlier in the program, people love to talk about what they do. You just have to give them the opportunity. And I do want to give a shout out to Bobby. He actually is the first person Express ever got a job, and it was at the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce. And
what?
The Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce was my first customer ever, and it was to get Bobby his initial opportunity there, and it's great to see that he's growing in the community. And hey, Bobby, good to see you again, or talk to you.
Good to see you too. Thanks again. Thanks so much for helping
wow.
me get the first position.
Well, now that's new and unique. That's great. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Bobby Christian tell us all about what's going on in the chamber. Bobby, what's going on?
There's so many things happening. First off, for the chamber events, things happening in the city this week and in the next week. Tomorrow, there's a luncheon with Tracy L. Brown. That's Nicole Brown Simpson's sister. She's going to be giving a speech about finding peace among the chaos. It's going to be a really interesting to see, especially in today's day and age, but also because of all the recent television shows and documentaries that have come out regarding the Nicole Brown Simpson case. It's going to be really interesting to hear her talk about how she found peace in the middle of all the things that have happened in her life. So that's tomorrow. It's a luncheon. All that information is on redondochamber.org. And then next week, there is an evening mixer at Barney's Beanery. Again, that information is also on redondochamber.org. If you'd like to go to either of these events, go there for the information as far as the admission price, which, of course, it's cheaper for members than it is for non-members. Or you can give us a call at 310-376-6911. And as far as what you might want to do just having fun with your family over this weekend. I mean, of course, we have Summer is Still Magic. It's going on. California 101, the art exhibit, is in town. It's in town all weekend long and in the next week. That's going to be at the South Bay Galleria. Check out for specific days and times on visitredondo.com. Click on events. You'll also find out that we have concerts going on all summer long on the pier every Thursday and Saturday, so they're ongoing this weekend. And we have a farmer's market Thursday and a farmer's market Sunday. And, of course, we have yoga or Zumba on the pier on Monday. So get out, enjoy the weather, take in the art of California 101, one of the best art exhibits to come through yearly to Redondo Beach. So that's what's going on this week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
California 101 is amazing. I can't wait. That's one of our favorite events.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're talking about networking, but we're also talking about social media. Bobby, while you're still on, just for briefly, I'd like to know the Chamber's social media programs and reach and outreach. How impactful has that been for the Chamber using social media?
So the Chamber actually has two different social media arms. They have the Chamber of Commerce social media, and then they have the Visit Redondo, the tourism-centric social media. I work just with the Chamber of Commerce. I work with the social media for travel, tourism. So I don't really know how much what the growth has been like for the Chamber side, but I can tell you from the Visit Redondo side, our social media has never been stronger than it has been over the last 2 years, thanks in part to a really progressive strategy that we've taken, and it's boosted our web traffic. I think I pulled the number yesterday, 536%. The growth of people converting from social media onto our website. It's the best. I mean, it's just such a great way to inspire people to travel more, and explore our city more. I was just in a meeting yesterday where someone was talking about how hotels in general have basically stopped promoting in print advertising. It's all going digital. So being out there, being able to answer questions and problems or responding to praise as it becomes available is so important. It's also just such a great way to be a person. It's a way to give a face to a brand that might be a little bit more obscure for some people, no matter what your brand is. Again, if you're selling sandwiches, being out there in front of people, showing your sandwiches more is just so impactful. I don't want to drown the horse, but it's one of those three points of contact. That before anyone makes a purchase, they have 3 points of contact. Social media can be all three, and you can jump through those hoops pretty quickly. So
What are the 3 points again?
It's just, in general, three different – a person has to be hit by the same thing 3 times before they make a purchase. So it's not three specific avenues. It's just, in general, they have to see – I mean, they'll see, like, a print ad, then they'll see something online, then they'll friend roll for them. It's just three different points. So if you can show them a beautiful picture of what you do, engage with them through text, maybe they see a video, maybe they see another picture – so much more likely to convert into a sale.
Right. But also a telling statistic that you mentioned was something that I had heard already that we deal with in our business every day. I'm with a web development company, Internet Brands in El Segundo, and hotels, travel properties have pretty much dropped print advertising, except for the really big ones. I mean, but like the Hiltons, but the small ones have dropped print advertising because everyone goes to Google or Travelocity or whatever, and they're going to a specific place and they're looking for a deal, some kind of a deal that packages, you know, transportation and lodging together and all that. So it's not happening on print anymore. That's right. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bobby Christian, from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for joining us today, Bobby.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And, Larry, you know, we have the support of the Chamber. The Chamber is doing great things. I didn't mention, as I do often with Bobby, RedondoBeachWeddings.org. What an amazing outreach effort by the Chamber to establish a destination site so that all the professionals that that serve weddings can be highlighted and they can help each other and whatever get better coverage and provide, you know,
it's one stop shopping.
It's amazing.
It is. And you know, when you think of all of the businesses and services and products that go into making a wedding, it's genius.
Right. Larry, let me ask you about that as an ambassador and a business owner as well. Is there a place for more of these kind of destination websites? I mean, RedondoBeachWeddings.org is focused on weddings. Is there another area that a website could be established that the Chamber could collect people into and help them get more business?
Well, I'm an ambassador, but I'm also on the Economic Development Council for the Chamber, and we constantly seek those type of opportunities. But with any chamber endeavor, we try to help as many businesses as possible.
Right.
So I do think long term, as the economy continues to expand, it's just about coming up with the idea, and because there are people who can implement it, and the Chamber is very enthusiastic about promoting business here in Redondo Beach. I can't tell you any program right now that we're working on. I think the waterfront project and the Chamber's support of that is going to enhance all the businesses in Redondo Beach, and one of the places you can go to learn more about that is the waterfront. Redondo.com, if you want to check that out. So that's a program that we're promoting and helping. It's really what the Chamber's partnership with the Visitor Bureau, which you do not see in every chamber. I don't know if people knew that. Is a great opportunity for both the Redondo Beach business community and the Redondo Chamber, because we have that partnership. It allows promotions that other chambers just don't have the opportunity to do.
There is something special about the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau in the way that they promote their own. There is something special there, and it shows by the size and the vitality in the chamber. But I also want to ask you, Larry, about Torrance Express Employment Professionals. Tell us how you started the business and kind of why you started the business.
Well, I used to work for a small company called Computer Science Corporation.
Oh,
that was headquarters out of
a
little thing of 100,000 employees
in
140 countries. They moved their headquarters, and so we used to have 5,000 employees here in the South Bay in who used to work for Computer Science Corporation. That slowly went away, and when that opportunity ended, I had been in the staffing industry for 16 years and decided that, you know, I could go work for somebody else, but I thought the best way I could both serve myself and the community was to look to start my own business. And the thing about Express is it's very locally focused. That's the concept of a franchise. I just work with businesses here in the South Bay, completely opposite of what I did working for a Computer Science Corporation, where I was a nationally focused entity, and now it's just local business. And it's been wonderful to be able to connect with my community. I've lived in Redondo. I own a home in Redondo, and I own a home in Torrance, and my office is in Torrance. And both chambers, I've enjoyed. They're different. But really what I've enjoyed is being able to get into the local community and learn about the businesses here and what's relevant to the people that I live and work with every day. I mean, my wife's been a school teacher here in the South Bay. She's going on her 19th year, and we run into people all the time whose kids go to her school, whose kids are coming to me looking for, you know, they've you know, now they're in their 20s and they're looking for jobs. So it's just been very rewarding to start this business here in the South Bay because of the opportunity to focus on the people that I live and work with every day here in this. And that's been probably the most rewarding part of this new experience in my life.
Wow. How do people get in touch with you if they want more information about, or maybe they need a job, or maybe they need employees?
Well, we have a website, torrenceca.expresspros.com. Our number is 310-923-7580. And you know, we are constantly advertising, but it turns out if you just search temporary staffing in the South Bay, I'll come up on the front of the page. I don't know how that happened, but that's another example of how being involved in networking, social media, will advance your business, and you didn't have to pay for it. I didn't pay to be on that front page when people search that term.
Right.
It just happened because we're involved in different social platforms, and the search sites are smart enough to determine what are the most relevant links to the local community.
Right. And Faisal, when people are looking for a banker, some people just don't have a banking relationship. They don't have a relationship with a bank. How can farmers and merchants help them if they're a small business or if they're an individual?
Well, they can pick up the phone and give us a call. Our phone number is 310-802-7560. We're in Redondo Beach. We opened this branch in April of last year, and this is the newest branch of Farmers and Merchants Bank. We will be moving into our permanent location, which is across the street from where we are right now, on Avenue F and PCH. That's going to be soon, and when that happens, there's going to be a lot of advertising and promotion. They can go to our website, www.fmb.com, and or just visit. We are at 1304 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach.
Okay. And when people think of bankers, I'm not sure that the image is in any one particular image. What would you say to people about local banking? What's the one image that you would like them to have about local banking?
I think, you know, my experience with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and this is a unique experience because this is a unique bank. It's 100 years old, a family-owned, extremely community-focused. So this is what, in my opinion, banking or a banker's relationship with his client should be like, almost like family.
Hmm.
And so the trust is there, and the real is there. So if you want to define the relationship or how it should be between a client and a banker, it should be just like somebody that you can trust, somebody like your own family that you can talk to and rely upon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That's the image that that I don't think most people have with their existing bank. I don't know. I don't think most people have a great relationship with their bank. You need to think about having a great relationship with your bank.
I have a relationship with my ATM machine.
Well, give Faisal a call if you're looking for a better relationship. Gentlemen, Faisal Hashmi and Larry Halverson, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been great.
Thank you, and it has been great, and I hope more people will get involved with the Chamber, Redondo Beach, redondochamber.org. Get involved with the Chamber, and you'll find ambassadors just like Faisal and Larry at every event that can help you. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe. And, gentlemen, would you please stay on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.